Chodesh is the timely subject. We're reading Parshas Emor this week. And the week of Chodesh is part of Parshas Emor. Ki Savoy El Aretz, Tartem Es Ktsiro, Ba'avesem Es Omer Reishis Ktsirecha. The Omer was of Bali. It was the earliest part of the harvest. V'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo'yseichlu ar etzem ayom hazeh arabiyachem es korban aloheichem kukas oylem v'darosechem v'chom v'shvoseichem. The Torah explicitly states that lechem v'koli v'charmel lo'yseichlu ar etzem ayom hazeh arabiyachem es korban aloheichem, that until the korban is brought, one cannot eat chodesh. Shaila, when there's no korban, so be'etzem it should be at the beginning of the day, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, they should wait until the end of the day, because we don't want to jump the korban. Be'ez Hashem will build the Beis HaMikdash, and the people that were used to eating from the crack of dawn, they'll eat before the korban is brought. So the din of chodosh is it's a posik mufarash as b'Torah. It's not, you know, we don't have to go looking for it in the depths of the Torah Sheba'al Peh to find it. It applies to the five species of grain. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Those five grains. Does not apply to anything else. Now, but first, let's define what Chodesh is before we examine what the parameters of the mitzvah are. Well, what is Chodesh? If grain did not grow before Pesach, before the bringing of the Korban, we'll see how much it has to have grown by that point in time. But if it didn't grow, take roots by the time of the bringing of the Korban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, then that's Chodesh, it's new grain. And the Korban Omer is only matter that which took roots before Korban Omer is brought. Anything which takes root afterwards is on next year's Cheshbon. So you have to wait all the way until next year's Korban Omer. So if you planted it on the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, after the Korban Omer was brought, or certainly the second day after the Korban Omer was brought, you have to wait all the way until the second day of Pesach next year to eat that grain. That is the din of Chodesh, means the new grain should not be consumed until after the Korban Omer is brought. That's the parameters, that's what Chodesh is. So, just to put it a little bit in perspective in our terms, winter wheat is never Chodesh. Winter wheat grows the whole winter, and it's harvested in the spring. But when did it take root? Months before Pesach it took root. So the winter wheat is always yoshen. By the time we harvest it already, from the time that it took root, the second day of Pesach passed. In Chutz La'aretz, so the third day of Pesach, the first day of Chol Hamoed, but it passed. So the winter wheat is always, yoshen. Winter wheat is what we use for matzahs. Now, some started to store a little bit of summer wheat into it. But Ruba, where I bake, we don't do it. It's not done. We're using only whatever winter wheat. Winter wheat is b'cham, that has no shayla ever. And crackers, those type of things, use winter wheat. Summer wheat is planted in the spring. Grows over the summer, and it's harvested sometime in the late summer, early fall, whatever. Now, that's used, for example, durum, which is used to make macaroni, is made from summer wheat. And that's always, when it initially comes out, arrives on the market, it's always chodesh when it first comes out. Now, they're not interchangeable. It's for many uses. Each one, there are specific qualities to each type of flour, and you cannot always interchange them. For matzahs, there's a reason to use winter wheat, not summer wheat. And for durum, for macaroni, there's a reason to use summer wheat, not winter wheat. So that's the basic parameters of what chodesh is. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's clear. That's where the mitzvah was given. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. And it says, B'chol Moshe Voseichem. in any place. We'll see what the implication of that is. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's an easier derisa, less man the poet. And therefore, that's why the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael will not, all the flour that they bring, overwhelmingly the flour in Eretz Yisrael is imported. They do not grow a great deal of wheat, very, very little in Eretz Yisrael. And they make sure that all the flour which is imported is yoshev. Because there is no question that it's an din d'oraisa. The Gemara in Kedushin has a Mishnah, and the Mishnah has a machlokes of what the status of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Lezer says that it is an isa d'oraisa, and the Rabbanon disagree. Pashtus and the Rabbanon hold it's an isa d'Rabbanon. That would be the Pashtus, I mean, not necessarily, that's the simple reading of the Mishnah. Now there's a huge sugya around this because there are very Mishnayos lining up on different sides of this. Stam Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in Orlon, there's a Mishnah in Menachos, which line up the Kshayla is which is the halacha. Do we pass them like Rabbi Lezer, that it's the Raisa, or we pass them like the Rabbanon? Lemaisa, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh all pass them like Rabbi Lezer, that it's an Isa the Raisa, Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Now, that being the case, we have a huge dilemma. A huge dilemma. And that is, what are we going to do about the problem of Chodesh? These are the three pillars of the Halacha, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. That these three pillars upon which the Shulchan Aruch was built. And all of them agree that the Pesach is a Kribbe Lezer, that it's an Isa D'Raisa. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? So there are some people, a small minority of people, but a growing minority, that are makbid not to eat chodesh at all. They buy things, only things that are yoshim. And in most of the large cities today, just about anything you want and Yoshna is usually available. It was not the case 40 years back, or 30 years back, but today it's pretty widespread. You can get it wherever you want. Now, Klal Yisrael, we know, has not been, across all the generations, very overly makpid in this halacha. And the question is why? Why and on what basis did they come to this? So, the immediate issue is the pillars of the Shulchan Aruch hold holds the rice. So, where do we go from there? So, here starts the whole Torah, the Arishayim, the Rosh Hashanah, means five Rishayim that hold that it is the Rabbanah. And there's a whole Shayim, why would it be the Rabbanan, and on what basis they pasken it like that? Why didn't they pasken like the other Rishonim that is the Raisa? That's one of his dilemmas. So, he found an Arzarua, and the Arzarua was the one that took on this problem. And he articulates, there's machlokes in Shas. There's a machlokes, a Mishnah with a machlokes. There are two Mishnayos without machlokes, one on each side of the issue, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. There are machlokes Amaroyim in Shas, if it's the Raisa or it's the Rabbanon. Again, none of them are fully subject to the klolim that we have, you know, and how we should paskin. So basically, the Arzarua wants to write that Hayyais, that we found Machlaikis, although it my help was a lokama or lokama, Vikashasat Chak, Islam Lismok a Stam Mishnah, on the Stam Mishnah, Vatanoim, Amaroim, the Savory, Chodesh, Bechutz, Loris, the Rabbonon, Velo Hashin, and the Sveika. And therefore, for a Sufik Chodesh, you don't have to be concerned about it. You have the general axiom in halacha that sofek deraisa is the chumrah, So but the Rabbanon is Le Kula. So there are two things we have to explore about. So if Chodosh is only in Issa de Rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz, and a lot of the times we'll have Sveikus, we don't know which year's grain was used. Was the grain which comes from after this Pesach, from earlier years? So then we would not have reason to have to be Machmor. We would say Sofik de Rabbanon Mekulam. That is probably until the time when Richard Nixon was president, that's what pretty much was accepted. Until Richard Nixon was president, the abundance of the American wheat harvest was awesome. And normally, the normal expectation is you never ate what was produced this year. What was produced this year went into the grain elevator. You ate last year's, 2 years ago, 3 years ago's crop. But obviously they rotated. So the newest one they put into grain elevators and they sold the oldest. And there was always a huge oversupply. Now, Richard Nixon and his administration, Russia had a famine. And they sold, I think, 25 million metric tons of wheat to Russia, a huge amount. And basically, they gobbled up, that was what was available on the world market, and they cleaned out, the whole Midwest was cleaned. Everything that was in the grain elevators for years went out. And then what happened is Russia had so much wheat, and they had cornered the market, that they sold some of it on the world market and made money on it too. You know, they were good sachar.
Trump would never do that.
Listen, Trump is a seicher, you know, whatever else you want to say about him, but a seicher he is. He's probably be a far better negotiator than all his detractors, with all his mishigas. I'll call upon him. So that was the first time that was this already issue, really, in a broad sense, that maybe there's an issue of Chodosh after that. All the old grain, the new grain had to come to the market, the old grain was gone, cleaned up. Now, let's explore, before we go further with this, there's a principle in Yoredeya which is important to explore and important to understand its implications. We have a principle that's called Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir, meaning that something which is presently awesome and it got mixed into something which is mutter. Now, in such proportions that it would normally be bokeh. But it's something which is going to become mutter. Since it's going to become mutter, or there's an easy way to use it in a hetedik fashion, so we say that it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir Mid Rabbanon, it's not bokeh. We're going to see this Shabbos in the Shir, for example. If I had mixed mice or sheni into regular grain, and I'm right outside the city of Yerushalayim, I'm not far away, that's muskum. Well, all I have to do is run down the block, run into the city of Yerushalayim. So it's considered, so we don't invoke the principle of bittul, it's dovah sheyesh lo matir, and all I have to do is run inside.
It's like a knas?
No, it's not a knas. There is... We take bittul as sort of, in a certain regard, once it happened, it's a lechatchila dika thing. But in the principle is that atchiochlenu beisa tochlenu behet. So, in the Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of the Ramban in Psachar indicates, at the bottom line, when all the dust settles, bittul works because the Torah is chosal mamon and chayisol. The Torah didn't want to ask for every little minor mishap to have to throw money in the garbage can. So, Mamela, that's ultimately why bittul works. But again, it's a stopgap measure. It's not what we seek to do. So, consequently, if there's Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir, and tomorrow will be Mutter, right? I have an egg that was no Beish and older B'Shabbos, so you can't use it until Sunday. And it got mixed in with two eggs, which were clearly hatched, which were laid before Shabbos. So we should say, I can eat the egg, two of the egg, I can eat the egg, it's Chad Petraeus bottle. But we say, no, wait till tomorrow Sunday, and that egg will also be mutter, so why invoke bittul? So the Rabbanan did not allow us to invoke bittul. Now, Pashtes, Chodesh is also a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir. It's going to become mutter after the second day of next Pesach. So, That's the problem with dealing with chodosh. But that's only true if we're dealing with a taruvus, means I mixed chodosh into something else. I mixed chodosh into something else. So now, what's the din? Do I say bittul? So I say, no, don't say bittul. You know, wait until it becomes mutter. Well, maybe if it'll get spoiled in the interim or something else, but if you could wait, you have to wait. So there's no bittul. Now, so how do we have here, how is he invoking the principle of subject to Rabbanu Lekula? So that's only b'taruvus. In other words, I know I have chodosh mixed with non-chodosh. So even if the chodosh would normally be bottle, it's not bottle because it's tovah sheyesh lo material. But let's say I have a bushel of grain. And I don't know if this grain is last year's grain or this year's grain. I don't have any reason to suppose it's mixed of two different types of grain. It's either this year's grain or last year's grain. So I have a tzad that it's totally last year's grain. So there I use the principle of safek d'rabbanan on the kula. We don't invoke the din of tovah sheyesh lo material in such a case. It's tovah sheyesh lo material is b'taruvus. But if we're not dealing with taruvus, then you don't have the din of tovah sheyesh lo material. You look perturbed, Leo.
I thought in Beis Hamikdash, when they had the suffix by the Beis Hamikdash,
that's also, it's Betaruvus.
That's
a case Betaruvus, yeah, Betaruvus. We just talked about it. If I mixed that egg with other eggs, if I didn't, then it's Misafik also, because it's Tovah Sheyesh Lo Matir. So that's why here, Doros Arua invokes the principle. He says, we have Tanoim, Amachloikas Tanoim, we have one Mishnah that says it's the Raisa, one Mishnah that says it's the Rabbanon, we have Amaroyim on both sides, Tanoim on both sides. And he says we have a huge Shas Hadchat. I mean, how we're going to live and have bread in a society when if Chodesh is going to be awesome, they had no means of having bread, you know, which was the main Chaya Nefesh, that's the main thing they lived on. So he says, Bameilo, in such circumstances, it's kedai to be samech on the matirim for such a shas adchak. Was they say it's only the rabbanon, and therefore suffer the rabbanon the kula. Now, this is one of the classic heterim. In other words, the b'mokum suffer, as long as the Rosh Hashanah has a head to later even in vada chodesh, we'll see. But this is one of the classic heter is that Chodesh is the Rabbanon, and Sofik the Rabbanon the Kula. So the Chodesh Chaim takes this up and says, Naniach, if you have Sofik Chodesh, but what happened, and we'll be Soymech, but what happens if you have Vadei Chodesh? Right? For example, I said, generally speaking, you know, in other words, macaroni is made from summer wheat. So until, from the time, there are any fresh macaroni, any macaroni that's made, unless it's old, from the time it's made, until after next Pesach, it's Chodesh. It can't be made from winter wheat. So there you have to have particular care if you're makbid and yoshim to avoid macaroni which is chodesh. Macaroni which is chodesh is extremely common. So Chofetz Chaim says, Naniach, when you have a suffix, but what happens when there's no suffix? Now the Ramah created a spec suite. Ramon Yerodeya. Ramon Yerodeya said, the reason we're not in the Hakel is we have a Svek Sveik. Why do we have a Svek Sveik? Huh? Well, maybe it's last year's grain. It's old grain from a year ago. And in case it's this year's grain, maybe it was Yoshan and not Chodesh. In other words, it took root before Pesach. That's what the Ramon writes. So this is a very controversial Ramo. Why? Because we have a principle articulated by Tosfos, recorded by the Shach and Yerodeya Kuf Yud, of Shem Sofik Chadu. Meaning, if you make a Svek Sveika, each factor has to be an independent factor. But if the two Sveikas are coming to be Matar for the same reason, then it's not a Svek Sveika. So the Chayr, whether it's a year ago's grain or this grain, the Heter for both of them is that it's Yosha. So Ma'ach Patli, if it's Yoshin, Yoshin, or Yoshin. That's one of the kashas that they ask. From Kivayger is this kasha on the Ramah. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say a teretz, and I'll say a teretz too. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say a teretz that the grain, that we have a principle, we only invoke Shem Sofet Chara, it's one Sofet, if there's no halachic distinction between those two possibilities. But if there's any halachic distinction between them, even if it's not one that's not particularly relevant now, then you don't invoke the principle of Shem Sofet Chara. So he says, the grain from a year ago, I can't use as the Omer. I'm not allowed to use it. I can only use this year's grain as the Omer. So there is a difference in halacha depending which one it is. And I would have said another difference, that you can't take tumas and maisras, let's say, from one year to the next. You have to take one year's maisras sheni, one year's maisras oni, whatever. You can't be turin from one year to the next. So no matter which year's grain it is, makes an afkamina, we have to be turim it. From what? So l'chayr, that's another reason that there's a halachic distinction between these two possibilities. Yeah?
But can you ever take yomer for something l'chus la'aretz?
That, we'll get to that.
Okay,
if you can take the yomer from chutz la'aretz or not.
Okay.
We'll come to that issue. Oh. So this is the attempt to say that we paskin that Klal Yisrael was soinach, let's put it that way, on the those Rishonim, five Rishonim that Rabbi Shulchan quotes. It's interesting, the Oroz Aruah was one of Talmud of the Balei HaTosfos, it's quoted in Tosfos in one place in Shas, and he was the Rebbe of the Maram Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. So he paskins that why we should be sumach on the sheep that serves the Rabbanon. So in the Yoruch HaShulchan lines up, there are five Rishonim that hold this way that he knows of. And consequently, Klal Yisrael was sumach on it.
How many were on the other side?
I think a lot. I think more than just.
And also the heavyweight.
And also the pillars of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, or all of that. So it's unusual that we don't conduct ourselves in that fashion. So that's number one. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to be Mechadish, it's a new Sfar. He can't prove it, but basically as a sniff, it certainly works. Sniff leheter, as a sniff. I'm not saying it's a heter in its own right, but it's a factor. He says that if you learn that Chodosh and Chutz La'aretz is the Rabbono, so the Chayr, the Pashtus is, it's a Gzeira Oto Eretz Yisrael. So he says that would make sense in the places that are close to Eretz Yisrael. We find, you know, we have such gzeiros. We have, for example, by Trumas and Maisers. There are Tanoim that say Trumas and Maisers are relevant to the countries which are contiguous, which border on Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the fruits, they easily get confused. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael go to them, they get the fruits from Eretz Yisrael. Mamela, it's a whole, everything is all mixed together. So consequently, they imposed upon it. But places that were further away, Tosfos writes, they didn't impose it upon distant places, only in the places which are close to Eretz Yisrael. So he says the same thing ought to be true here. In other words, if you make an Isra on Chodosh, because it can get mixed up, the grains, there to soil and outside there to soil, they'll go up and back and there'll be confusion. He says, well, what has to do with us? We're a million miles away. That's number one. Number two, he says, especially that our grain wasn't even Bechal Shayach to the whole parasha. Why? Because our grain, he says, first starts to grow after they brought the Korban Omer all to it. There's no the crops are so late and so out of sync. There was no Zriah, there was no Tzira. It just did not work together at all, follow the seasons in Eretz Yisrael in the least. So he says, why should it be Nichlal and Gzeira? What's the basis that you could possibly confuse it with something from Eretz Yisrael? It is a very daring tzad, Baruch Hashem, a very, very daring tzad. And basically, he wants to say, listen, if it's going to be usher in Chutz La'aretz, so it has to be reflected, Eretz Yisrael can't be less chomer than that. So he says, one of the issues the Rishonim raise is what happens if the grain belongs to a non-Jew. Does it apply only to the fields of Jews or to the field, or to the fields of non-Jews too? So again, the principle sheet, and as articulated by the Rosh, that it applies to the field of non-Jews as well. It has nothing to do with who raised it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it seems to him it should be dependent on the following, that in terms of the Issa Chodosh and Eretz Yisrael, so we say, Yesh Kinyin La'akum, Ain Kinyin La'akum, meaning that when a guy buys a piece of land, owns a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, does he have real digs in that land? Is he... The simplest sense is in the Gemara, does it remove the Kedusha from it? That since it's owned by a guy, it doesn't need Tumas and Maises, for example. Or Ein Kenyan La'akum, and it can't be Makir the Kedusha. So this was, as we know, debated by the early Achrayim, the Beis Yosef and others, which way to Paskin. The Beis Yosef believe Paskin that Yesh Kenyan La'akum. So if you buy Paris and Eretz Yisrael from a guy, there's no need for Tumas and Maisris, there's no Din Shviyas on it. And on the other hand, the other Achrayim of his era, or close to his era, Paskin the other way. That ain't Kenyan La'akum, and it's Mechuyiv. And Arayim Azel, we have a Machleikus about this. The Minig of Yerushalayim has been for many generations to be Seimach on the Beis Yosef. And that when you buy Yevul Akum, the produce of a guy, is potter from Tumas and Maisris. That's been the Minig Yerushalayim. The Minig elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael is not like that. It's like that the Yevul Akum is Bechuyiv in Trumas and Maisers. So now it's Rabbi Yoshev initially was more on the side of the Beis Yosef, that it's Potter, and later in life he came to his conclusion was that they should take Trumas and Maisers from it. So there's a sea change taking place. Because many people that live in Yerushalayim today don't have a Masoros of Yerushalayim. They came from elsewhere. So we're in the process of this is being reworked, this halacha. How it ultimately is going to settle that, I don't know. You have the Eid HaRedis who represents Minhagei Yerushalayim. It's, you know, they're not giving an inch. And yet you have many others with Yevul Akum that say that it needs Trumas and Maisus. So this is our machlekes that we have ad Hayom Hazeh, until today. So, Baruch HaShulchan wants to say the following. If you tell me that ain't kinyan la'akum, so he says, he would say it means not only is the issue of afkar of the Kedusha, but there's a machlekes if a guy has a kinyan to lachbo boirus sichon amoros. Does he have a right to totally change the topography of the land? Or he doesn't have the right when he buys it to change it. So he says, you see from that it's not only a question of removing the Kedusha, in terms of how much bialis, how much ownership he really has. Does he have real ownership at a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael? So he says, if we'll so assume that Ein Kinyan La'akum will take that tzad, so if you take the tzad of Ein Kinyan La'akum, that means that there's no such thing that a goy's crop in Eretz Yisrael has a din chodesh to it, because there is no such metzias. The goy doesn't own Eretz Yisrael enough that it should be considered a goy's chodesh. So if there's no such thing in Eretz Yisrael, then why in the world would the Rabbanim Geyser in Chutz La'aretz to make such a thing up to Eretz Yisrael when in Eretz Yisrael there's no such thing that this Chodesh of a Goy doesn't exist? So he says this is somewhat of a revolutionary idea that he has, but he says he thinks it's a good sniff. Another, as a factor of the Hokel, you can weigh it in. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. That's one of his revolutions here. Then one of the classical shaivas, which swirled around Chodosh, is the fact that, what's the status of beer? Beer, whiskey is aged. So by the time you get to whiskey is yoshev already. You know, nobody eats whiskey, you know, straight out of the still. But beer is made, you know, it takes a few weeks to make. And then you bottle it and you sell it. So what's the status of beer vis-a-vis the din of Chodesh? So this was also, there were those that wanted to, there's a classical machlekes, which about whiskey. And that is, for example, those that don't sell chametz golo on Pesach. I just make, let me make a little note of introduction here. Relevant to today's world, that achra iyan, after investigation, the mechiras chametz, which was done for the beer for New York City, was a very solid mechira, and mamela, there's no issue of chametz overall over Pesach because of the distributor. Last Thursday, the fellow from Chabad, that he works in the OK, who engineered the sale, called me about something, you know, each other. And while I had him on the line, I asked him to explain to me what he did. He told me the whole story, everything which was done, and it was done in a way very, very high class, l'halacha. And one of my principal concerns of the, I always say when these type of mechiras, if I'm going to hold to them or not, I say follow the money. This was the cry of Bob Woodward in Watergate, follow the money. So I always want to know, if you make one of these mechiras and the guy still stays in business, is running the place on Pesach, and he ostensibly sold it to the guy, I said, tell me at the end of Yontif, who made the profit for the week of Yontif? The guy, you make even a significant profit, let alone all the profit. Did he make a significant profit for owning the business? And if not, you know, that tells me how much, that, you know, that the mechira has a lot to be desired. I'm not going to say it's not good, though the person could hold it is good, but it certainly leaves a lot to be desired. It was, for that reason, a very controversial among the gedolim of the last number of generations of such a mechira is good or not. Mam Shik did not hold from it, the Divrei Yoel did not hold of it, the Ramosha held of it, the Shlomo Zalman. It was a matter of great controversy among the greatest Pesachim. So, in this particular case, they took care of that problem too. The guy that bought it earned heavy money for having had it on Pesach. And without going into all the details, but he made heavy money on it. Even that problem, ad kedei kach, was resolved. The beer is mutter. Al kaponim, so this was a major issue. Is beer mutter or not? So we touched upon a shayla, which, what's the status of whiskey for Pesach? Is it chometz gomer or not? So there's a shayla in Shuvah's Pnei Yoshua, who was the grandfather of the Pnei Yoshua, who wrote shaylas in Shuvah's. And he wrote that a shayla in Shuvah that it's not chometz gomer, because he considers it Zeyb al-Mamer, extract of the grain, and it doesn't have the status of Chometz Gomer. So I once asked our Shiva, Henoch Zecher Tzadik L'Brocha Mari Barali, about why he didn't sell Chometz Gomer, so why does he sell his whiskey on Pesach? So he told me because of the Shilas and Chumas Pnei Yoshua. So I asked him, that's fine, but the Chometz Chayim Paskins like those that say there is Chometz Gomer. But in effect, he remained where he was. In other words, I presume it's a sniff. In other words, the question is, it's a chumra of chometz gomer, and it's from Mokum Hefsin, and it's not universal. There are those that say it's not chometz gomer, so all of that together is enough reason to be made. My Shverzo was Angus Huttenstark, never sold whiskey either. Before Yontif, he packed up all his whiskey and he gave it to someone, to me, to one of his friends, as a matana gemura. He wouldn't ask you for it back. He could drink up as much as he wanted. He had absolutely no pay this. If he gave it back to him, he would take it after Pesach. That, yes. But he had no pay this at all. He could not give it back. He could drink it up. It made no difference to him. That was his, it's been his hanhog his whole life, by whiskey. Well, the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal was meiko in this shayla. So there are those that want to invoke this principle that beer is Zeyev Alma, it's an extract, it's not, so the Aruch HaShulchan is not thrilled by such a thing. You know, it's so associated with the barley that's in it that he feels that it's together it is Chometz Gomer. I mean, it would be Chometz Gomer, it's not Zeyev Alma. So he goes into, he has another whole tzad. It's a very fascinating tzad. So, let's get to the end here. So he says, we have the Terum that we have. That maybe it's only Osir B'shel Yisrael, and it's not Osir B'shel Akum, that he's willing to be Saibachon. And also, there are those, he wants to argue the position that so distant from Eretz Yisrael, it's so out of sync with the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Issa D'Rabbanan, even the Chodesh should be Mutter altogether. So that's what he wants to be Saimach on. And he writes, Shaposku, Keshita Shabbat, Shaposku, Chacham de Rabbelezer, U Ketaime Ha'or Zarua, Shem Taime de Chaynun of Hisukis Hashas, Bechol Beis Yisrael and Kiyo. So we've seen him being Malamed Chus on Klal Yisrael. Now it's known there were some communities in there, so brisk, they were machmer in this halacha. Brisk, they were not noyig, lehokka. And so we know among the Briska, Chodesh is the same as Chazer. One of my friends, Olam HaSholom, who was sitting with one of the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's children, our grandchildren, his children, at a chasen, and all of a sudden he was eating soup, and he thought it was a piece of there's mac or whatever, noodles in it. Pushed it away like it's mamma's rum. You know, for them it's tarfus. Chodesh is tarfus. So, how the very, it's over the Dairis, it was something that Yechidim observed, and not the Rabbim. It's gone more into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim today, the observance of, you know, Yoshim. But, you know, there's still probably Roiv Rubam of the Frum Jews did not observe it.
Is it a Shas of the Chak now like it was?
It's not the same Shas of the Chak. I mentioned earlier, you cannot. Anything that you want in any from neighborhood today, you can go into the store, you can get challahs to the yoshim, you can get cakes to the yoshim. Most products you can find in the marketplace today regularly for most of the year, not everything, most of the products you can find which are suitably yoshim or not challahs. You can't find, they're varied products, you never know which they're going to be, you know, that you're not going to find. Sometimes they're in the air, sometimes they're out of pie crusts, run out, whatever. There are different things that, you know, run out along the way. But the problem is being very, very strongly mitigated today. I mean, if you want to observe it, most of the bakeries probably are doing yoshim. Why? Because the Sfardish community is obviously Paskins like the Riff and the Ramba and the Rosh, like the Mechaber. So they're definitely makbar on yoshim. They're not mekel and chodesh. So, Mameila, most of the bakeries tend to be Yoshin for that reason, because it's the same reason why a hotel's non-gebrocht. And you can't close out half the customers, you know, by making a gebrocht hotel. The gebrocht people eat in the non-gebrocht hotel, but vice versa won't work. So, if you're in business, you don't set up your business to lock half your customers out. So, Mameila, the same is true here. I mean, and it's not, usually it's not such a problem to get it, you know. They buy, I mean, they don't even have to keep it, you know, for the whole winter. They're usually able to get even in the, most years, even in the midst of the winter itself, they're able to get resupplied. You know, they buy 30,000 pounds of flour at a time, whatever, or more. But, you know, but it's usually not a problem to get. So, the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah.
The
end of Tov Pei Tes. Also lechol chodosh, af bizman hazeh, bein lechem, bein koli, bein karmel, atchilas leo yud ches ben isen, where it's all atchilas leo yud zayin ben isen. So he says, what chodosh? Hainu tfuah she nishvasho achar tes zayin ben isen. Tfuah which took root after the 16th of Nisan, she was manah krobos ha'imer, yam nishvasho koidim ha'imer, ha'imer matiro kadisim yoredeya. Af bitzman azeh, because it says for bechol mosh vaseicha mashmi mizeh af bechutz loris noyeg iser al etzem hayud. Now what he goes into is in the Biur Halacha about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 lines at the bottom. Uvesofik for yesh lonu dasa or zeruah shekos of the yesh listmo koshas et chak al servant the chodesh the rabbonim avisofik the rabbonim. V'chein be'plaitas kelim v'shmor yesh tzodim lahokel. In other words, if the kelim you cooked chodesh in them, there are bases for it. Avo v'groif ben atzmon shal sa'irim, when you're dealing with barley, real barley itself, pieces of barley, v'shiboy l'shuol or the spelt. The Medina Seinu, Shem Vade Chodesh B'Chorif. He says in Ark, where he lived in Russia, he says in Russia, they're definitely Chodesh. In other words, they were planted in the summertime. And they're harvested in the winter. So therefore, what are we going to do? After Lo Nuchal Gambez Elim Chais Ba'ilim Shadogu Lehokil, before Shekosav Achreinim, we saw there are Heterim, we saw the Aruch HaShulchan has a number of Heterim. Avoroi V'rochon Lehachmur Le'atzvah Kaporim B'zeh. It's a good chumrah to have. Although the Dolei Harishayim, who the rice, according to the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Halohim Rif, Rosh, Rambam, and he adds some more. The Smag, the Eater, the Mordechai, the 6, Rav Yoh 7, Agos Maimon, he is 8, and the Ritva is 9. Okay, so it's a pretty heavy list. The Avlar Zerush, the Tzadidu Rabbanu Mechutz Lorenz, the Somach Hazel Hokel, the Besophic. He only said it's Mutim Besophic. As Yesh Lismo Moshasat Chak, that's a servant of the Rabbonim, I'm speaking the Rabbonim. But if it's a Vade, it's a Vade Yisid the Rabbonim. So what are you going to do then? So it's not also with the rice, it's also with the Rabbonim. I will love a Vade Chodesh, because the Tumas Adesh and Gangan cost of Kay. It's because of Menochus, the cost of the Shal Akum, whom the Rabbonim. You mean the Rabbonim are going to be a Osir? It's Osir at least with the Rabbonim. Vein Lono Makidim, Rak Rabbeinu Baruch. Baal, I don't know what. Balatrumas, yeah, it's a tough one. I thought it was a chesh. A kosum lahokel, the mekomas are rechoykim mechutz lawrence. This is the type of sword that the Aruch HaShulchan held. Omiel tzedek, v'shem rav avig de kayim, v'shem rivosh, a kosum lahokel, v'shal nochrum legamre. Kemuva v'bach, that has the bach brought down. V'hem yichidoi, negit v'lhanem ribusa. They're certainly outnumbered by the Rishonim accounted above. V'gam kamam anachronim akil l'rotz l'hokel l'besofit. And even those that was Saimach on it generally tended to do this besophic below Bavada. Gam b'shocharoch kind of here they are lost sosmu kapoisk to do raisim b'chol gavle. The shocharoch did not give any leeway. Gam harim and achronim topsukei leikon paskin like the shocharoch. Alke Bavadim and aroy benochem lochus lecholze. The lifrash al kaponim Bavadim cholze kriskel el. And he writes in his time, Yishe Yirtzel lost his leiv. Also yuchol ahasig gam b'chayr minim elu amitua yishal. Even in his time, in his place, with all the limitations of transportation. You know, today, transportation is very easy. In his time, he lived in a little hick town, the Chofetz Chaim. Rather, I mean, travel in his time, he died in 1933. Shoyu Shamayim, what it was. Mashre lived in Ostra. Mashre Shlita lived in Ostra. Ostra is the town where the Marshal and the Taz were above. From his town to the next town, was Cheshbon 25 miles about, something like that, approximately. And it took, with the best stagecoach and the best horses, it took a whole ma'ase la'ase. That's how miserable the roads were, going from one to the other. So transportation was not something which could be taken lightly. And even the Chofetz Chaim said in his time, it's shayach to be machma. It has become an increasingly popular chumrah. But it has to be done with seichel. It should not be done in the cheshbon of insulting other people, putting other people down, you know. When I hear a maisa that someone, you know, received from someone Shalach Monos, which wasn't Yoshim, and he gave it back to him, that's, you know, we've lost it. Now, to give it back to him is a lava b'lisayinu, is a Issa deraisa. Chodesh, we have Hamayin HaTeirim for it. And if you don't want to use it, you certainly have a right to give it to someone else that wants to use it. Whatever, so what's your problem? So this is the basic story of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz. I'm going to get ready for Ma'arav.